Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christy McVie, ladies and gentlemen, from... One of her great songs. She was one of the great songwriters in that group, too, by the way, if you didn't know that. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. More than just coming up on, I should say, 7 years as a member of Brain Trust. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. That's what she does. She is the referral expert in the galaxy. And she's our good friend Joanne Black. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We went to the break. You were about to tell a story about getting how to answer the question of how do I get more qualified leads.
Absolutely. I looked at the responses, the discussion, and everybody was talking about, well, you know, you need to send emails, you need to have marketing, you need to have cold call, you need to have white papers and do webinars. It was nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody mentioned anything about referrals. Mm-hmm. And so chime in, as you know, I have definite points of view.
No, not you, Joanne. I'm shocked at this.
I know you are, Jim. And I said, you know, what did he mention referrals? Because referrals are the way to guarantee, and I don't use that term lightly, mm-hmm. guarantee you will get an introduction to the person you want to meet.
Referrals are golden. Ladies and gentlemen, write that down. That's going to be on the test. Referrals. are golden. They always have been, and they always will be.
Well, and here's the key thing as well, is it's our job to describe very clearly and succinctly to our referral source, the person we want to introduce us, exactly who we want to and why. Mm-hmm. As an example, the more specific we can be about who we're looking for, way easier for source to think of someone, rather than saying, well, anyone who, you know, I'm lost with that one. But if we're clear about company, if there's a company we want to get into and the person we want to meet, we can name the company, we can get that specific, name the of the person we want to meet.
Well, you know, Joanne, when I went to work for Xerox, I'd already been in sales for a long time. I'd already a successful salesperson, and I remember the teacher went around the table asking people how many closes they had, and somebody said, I've got one close. She was brand spanking new, and another one said, I've got two closes. They'd learned two or three different closes, and she said, how many closes do you have? And I said, and I really hadn't thought about it before, and I said, I don't know. And she said, that's the right answer, because every interaction would require using closes differently. But the point I'm making is, if you really become an expert at getting referrals, you'll handle each one of them differently. You won't have a canned, this is how I want you to refer me. What do you think?
I agree. And the key point, the reason somebody's going to refer you, Jim, I would definitely refer you because you're a nice guy. More than that,
right.
for my colleague to take the meeting, I have to be clear about describing the business results mm-hmm. or the impact of my solution, which is really why anybody would meet with a salesperson, mm-hmm. because they know the results that you can deliver to them.
And the happiest and most successful business people that I know, who, especially if they're personal services, they're consultants, for example, I know are the happiest and have the best business are the ones who work 100% from referrals.
Well, they're not only the happiest in business, but to your point that you made earlier, it takes less time to close. We don't have competition. On your last segment, you talked about values being a big mm-hmm. differentiator. Well, referrals are a huge differentiator.
That's right.
I mean, you want to get in there even though they have a need. You want to begin the conversation, begin the dialogue. And be an advocate. So you're really on the same side of the table, talking together about how the two of you can bring results to that company.
Right. Of course, folks, the if you haven't been doing referrals, Joanne, I think this is something that people have to realize. If you haven't been doing very many referrals, you haven't been trying to do that, you're not going to be able to flip a switch and become a referral-only salesperson or business. You're going to have to keep doing whatever you've been doing to get business, even if it's harder, even if it's not efficient. You're going to have to keep doing that and start blending referrals in. And over time, you'll get to the point where you can be 100% referral. But you can't give up on it. That should be your goal, shouldn't it? To be 100% referral.
If you want to be the person who closes business well more than 50% of the time, if you want to be the person who stands out from your competition, who reduces your cost of sales, where it takes less time to close, where you arrive pre-sold.
And you get higher margins from referrals, too, don't you?
Absolutely.
Higher profit margins.
The cost of sales plummets because you think about it this way, Jim. It's like having your own sales force out there working for you.
Right, right. No, that's exactly right. No, that's one of the best calls you can get. Somebody calls and says, can you come by? Your friend, your customer so-and-so told you about me. Would you come by and see me or whatever? I mean, it's I'm telling you, Joanne has got it. Whatever, go to nomorecoldcalling.com and you can see what she does. You can see her program. You can buy her book there, too. If you become 100% referrer, you will be a happy camper and you will make a lot of money. Tintil, right back with more wisdom from Joanne after these messages. Stay with us.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.